by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of April, 2007. It was on this day in 1917 the United States formally declared war against Germany and entered World War I, an enormous event in American history which permanently changed the country. The federal government expanded dramatically, taking an unprecedented role guiding the economy. Women got involved in the war effort, which sped up women's suffrage. Historians also think that the war led to changes in fashion. Shorter skirts came in, and cigarettes became much more popular during that period. The war had been going on in Europe for 3 years. There was no immediate threat to the United States. And up until 1917, Woodrow Wilson had been opposed to the war. He tried to bring the warring parties to the negotiation table. He campaigned for president in 1916 under the slogan, "He kept us out of the war." But two things changed his mind. For one thing, Germany had declared unrestricted warfare on merchant vessels carrying munitions to the British and the French. They began torpedoing ships. And in fact, the United States was supplying munitions. And secondly, America intercepted a telegram from Germany to Mexico asking for an alliance against the United States. And if Mexico was willing to attack the U.S., the Germans said they would help Mexico regain Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. The declaration of war passed almost unanimously. Senator Robert La Follette of Wisconsin was one of the few who spoke against it. About 3 million men were inducted into the army. And though America was not in the war for long, it made a big difference. It was the turning point that helped bring the war to an end. It was very expensive for the United States. The amount of money the government spent on World War I was more than the combined total of all it had spent in the previous century. And it was not, as Woodrow Wilson hoped it would be, the war to end all wars. It was just the beginning of a policy of military intervention in world affairs. It was on this day in 1909, Robert Peary, Matthew Henson, and four Eskimos became the first men to reach the North Pole, or thought they did, though further studies concluded that Peary probably was about 30 miles short. And it's the birthday of the songwriter Merle Haggard, born Bakersfield, California, 1937. His parents were Dust Bowl migrants from Oklahoma. The family grew up in a boxcar converted to a house by his father. He was a wild teenager, stole cars, was a petty thief, got caught trying to burglarize a roadhouse, spent 27 months in San Quentin, where he joined a country band, and after he got out, wrote his first song, Branded Man, about the life of an ex-con. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, entitled Failing and Flying. Everyone forgets that Icarus also flew. It's the same when love comes to an end or the marriage fails and people say they knew it was a mistake, that everybody said it would never work, that she was old enough to know better. But anything worth doing is worth doing badly, like being there by that summer ocean on the other side of the island while love was fading out of her, the stars burning so extravagantly those nights that anyone could tell you they would never last. Every morning she was asleep in my bed like a visitation, the gentleness in her like antelope standing in the dawn mist. Each afternoon I watched her coming back through the hot, stony field after swimming, the sea light behind her and the huge sky on the other side of that. Listened to her while we ate lunch. How can they say the marriage failed? Like the people who came back from Provence when it was Provence and said it was pretty, but the food was greasy. I believe Icarus was not failing as he fell, but just coming to the end of his triumph. A poem, Failing and Flying, by Jack Gilbert, from his collection Refusing Heaven, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Ciccola. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.